Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Mind Body to Lead podcast. Today I'm going to be speaking about life seasons and how to honour and embrace yours. I really hope you enjoy this episode. Speak to you soon. Hello and welcome to the Mind Body to Lead podcast, the place to be to level up all aspects of your health, both physically and mentally. Each week we come to you with motivation and mindset hacks, interviews with the best minds and health experts, and we answer all of your health and fitness questions in under 10 minutes. So if you are ready to take back control and live the life you are destined to lead, then this is the podcast for you. Happy Monday, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Mind Body to Lead podcast. I hope you had an amazing weekend wherever you are in the world and you are excited for this brand new week ahead. So again, recording this from our van, which is still so surreal to me. I'm sat here now and we just pulled up by the beach and hopefully we've picked a quiet spot. There are a few people walking around. A lot of people come up and chat to us in the van. So I'm hoping we won't be disturbed for the next 10, 15 minutes or so while I record this and chat to you. But today I want to talk to you about something that has been circulating in my mind for a little while now. And it's the idea of seasons and honoring our seasons in life. So what I mean by seasons is basically these phases that we go through. So for example, like motherhood would be a season. You know, when you're a new parent, you know, you want to honor, embrace that season of your life because it's not going to last forever, but it is certainly something that you really want to be present and enjoy. Then you might have some travel and adventure seasons where, you know, for a period of your life, you go and explore and have some fun and take a bit of time off from that whole working environment. Then you might have a season where you're really focused on your career and finances and you're sort of in that hustle phase where, you know, you're building and you're, you know, saving and thinking about the future, but you are working really hard in the moment to get you to where you want to be. Then you might have a bit of a study phase, a study season where you're learning a new skill or you're at university or school or whatever you're going through in that moment. But I think it's really, really important to acknowledge, accept and honor these seasons of life. And I guess I was reflecting on my season. So before I go into that, I'll just sort of take a step back and say that for the last 10 years, my last sort of decade since arriving in Australia has been very much a extended season of definitely that work, business and financial season. So before that, it was more about travel. And before that, it was more about study. So I've gone through these different phases and seasons in my life to end up where I am now. But when I was in the work and the business, I was very much in it. And I knew what I wanted to get out of it. I knew I wanted to set myself up financially to enable me to live a life that I'm currently living, to have a bit more freedom, to be a bit more set up. Now, I guess that reflecting on that now is that I did actually have quite a high level of self-awareness to realize that's what I was doing. So I really went for it in my 20s, from about the age of 23 to really about 32. I just got my head down and I worked, I hustled, I saved, I invested, because I knew that I didn't want that to be my life forever. Like, I didn't want to follow, I guess, the traditional way of living of, you know, you go to school, then you go to college, then you get a job, you get married, you have a couple of kids, you then have some grandchildren, you retire, and then you die. Like, that was not something that ever appealed to me. So I knew exactly what I wanted to get out of it. So I got my head down, I worked, and I figured out what I needed in order to live the life that I really wanted to live. But when I was in that season, I wasn't looking over the fence and going, oh, wouldn't it be great to, you know, live that person's life, or, oh, look at them, you know, doing that, or, you know, look at them starting that family or whatever. I was just very much in it and embraced it for what it was. Now, I'm not saying it was easy, because there were certainly times in that period of my life where I was actually quite unhappy, if I'm honest. And I'm not saying that that is that you should sacrifice your happiness, because that's a big regret for me of like for that sort of 8-year period where I really did. I was so in it that I kind of put aside everything else. You don't need to go to those extremes. And that's probably, yeah, definitely a regret of mine that I didn't really enjoy that journey, which is why I want to do this podcast today, to make sure that you honor and enjoy and embrace the season that you're in. So that was me, I guess, yeah, about a year ago. And more recently, I've just sort of naturally found myself slowing down, which is a very, very new territory to me. And I sort of took a moment that when this sort of started happening, probably about 8 months ago, when I just didn't feel as motivated, I guess, to get up and to open my laptop and to work. I actually wanted to spend a bit more time strolling on the beach, or just really sipping my coffee, or just sort of sitting a bit longer on my balcony with a good book. And I found myself naturally drawn to these activities, I guess. And that's probably when the idea of converting a van and doing some more travel came up, because travel's been in my blood since I can remember. Like I left home at 19, I went to live in Greece for a year, then I went to live in France for a couple of years, and then went back to UK for a year and then moved to Australia. So travel's definitely been something that's been, it's always appealed to me, that idea of being free and having all these new experiences. So when I started to find that thing calling for me again, you know, just being like, you know, Georgie, this pull to do it, to explore, to have experiences, I couldn't ignore that. I tried to, you know, there were certain days where I was like opening my laptop and I was just, right, I'm going to get stuck into some business development today, or, you know, I'm going to write that email today, I'm going to write that blog, I'm going to do this and do that. And I had all the best intentions. But actually, when I sat down to do it, the motivation just wasn't there. And I think that's when I started to really spend a little bit longer on my meditation pillow and journaling it out and being like, what is going on? You know, and there was a moment where I was like, oh, you know, are you losing your ambition? Are you, you know, where's your drive gone, Georgie? Like all of these, like, you know, negative thoughts were coming up and I was really giving myself a hard time. But ultimately, it was just a new season of life that I was naturally falling into, a little bit like normal seasons. You know, we've got winter, autumn, spring and summer. My season of, you know, hustle and work and business was kind of coming to an end for a while. Now, I'm not saying that I'm not going to work for the next, you know, however many years, but I won't be spending the amount of time that I have been in the past sat at a desk on my laptop. I know that for sure. So what's my point with all of this? And I hope that you can kind of maybe resonate with this a little bit. I think my point is that we need to honor those seasons, and we need to take those seasons as well. Obviously, if we can, and I'm not saying that everyone can necessarily just take an extended period of time to just go and travel or, you know, whatever. But even if you're a new parent and you find yourself just wanting to be with your family a little bit more, that's okay. You know, like, but then don't look at all of your colleagues getting promoted and think, oh, I want that. You know, that's not your season. That's not what you should be focusing on right now. If you've got this pull into motherhood and parenthood, that's the path that you should follow. That's the season you're in, and that's the season you should embrace and honor. So I think it's really important to reflect and ask yourself the question of, am I in the right season, or am I trying to stay in this season when my body and my soul are in a different season? Do I need to slow down, pull back? And I think that COVID definitely has been the big wake-up call for a lot of people, myself included, actually. I think that was, that encouraged me to slow down, because having a recruitment business when COVID hit, you know, so many people being let go, and recruitment wasn't the priority in a lot of businesses. It was like, okay, how are we going to survive this? So it'd have been pretty tone deaf of me to start, you know, making the sales calls I used to do and trying to bring on new clients when people are having to let their staff go. So during that period, it did encourage me to sort of take a step back and take a breath. And what I realized is that I'd just been probably running on adrenaline for a long time, and it was time for me to slow down. So my little, I guess, challenge for you this week is to just reflect back for your life and look at maybe what the last 10, 20, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years has all been about, and notice, oh yeah, when I was in that phase of my life, that was maybe my travel phase, or that was my career and work phase, or that was my study and growth phase, and that was a little bit of hustle there, and that's when I took some time off to be with my family. And honor it and just appreciate where you are in life. And I guess just sort of reflecting on this now as I'm speaking to you, that's what keeps me in this moment. That's what keeps me very grateful for what we're doing, because there are days where, you know, we will just be probably sitting and reading and relaxing and not doing in people's eyes a whole lot. But that's my season. That's the season that I'm in. That's what I'm now doing. I am taking my foot off the accelerator for a bit, and I'm just taking some time to really get to know me again, I guess, and really connect and really just embrace where I am in life and be proud of where I've come from. You know, the last sort of 10 years have definitely been a journey, from arriving in Australia with a rucksack and $100 to now gratefully be living the life that I guess I've always sort of dreamed of. Not necessarily in a van, but just the freedom that I wanted and craved for a long, long time. So I hope this podcast has got you thinking and maybe a different new way of looking at it. But never feel guilt. Never feel like you should be doing something when you don't feel like doing it. I think that's my big message today. You know, honor where you are, embrace where you are, and really enjoy that. So that's today's episode, and I would love to hear your feedback. Love to hear what season you're in your life right now. So reach out to me on Instagram, Georgie L. Hubbard, or LinkedIn, Georgie Hubbard. I always love your messages. And if you have resonated with this podcast, please share it. And if you do have a spare 30 seconds, please go and give the podcast a quick cheeky rating. It all helps to boost it and to get it in more ears for the people that need to hear this. So have a beautiful day, have a beautiful week wherever you are, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. It would mean the absolute world to us if you could hit that subscribe button and maybe even leave us a cheeky review. It all helps us spread our message. Now, if you want to find out more about us and our programs and what we do, all of the links are below. We would love to connect with you on social, so please reach out. We love hearing from you. And I hope you have a wonderful day wherever you are, and I'll speak to you again soon. Take care.